live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal has the joint highest number of blue flag beaches in the country. However, there's disappointment as Lisfannan Beach near Buncrana has missed out once again. Investigations are underway after a man was seriously assaulted in the early hours of this morning in Strabane. Water conservation restrictions will be in place in parts of East Donegal over the coming days. And Dauphin Village is set to reopen next week following a devastating fire there earlier this month. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferter. First news this evening, the Irish government has co-signed an international statement calling on Israel to immediately stop its military campaign in Palestine. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called on all sides to work towards a ceasefire. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
A joint statement for the leaders of Ireland, Iceland, Spain, Norway, Malta, Luxembourg and Slovenia called on Israel to immediately reverse its current military policy. The leader said more than 50,000 people have been killed and they will not be silent in the face of the man-made catastrophe being carried out. They called on Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the military campaign and to lift the embargo on aid into Gaza while re-engaging in ceasefire talks. The Taoiseach and other leaders condemned settler violence in the West Bank and the expansion of illegal settlements there.
Donegal has the joint highest number of blue flag beaches in the country. The county has been awarded 14 blue flags this year by Antashka. The blue flags go to 12 beaches and 2 marinas, while Donegal has also secured 5 Green Coast awards. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
It's a positive year for Donegal, with 12 beaches retaining their blue flags, while 2 marinas have also secured the designation. Rathmullen retains the blue flag it's held for some years, while Greencastle has regained the flag it temporarily lost because of breakwater construction work. The 12 beaches to retain their blue flags are Bundoran, Carrickfinn, Kildaff, Downings, Fintra, Killahoey, Marblehill, Merva, Narran, Portsalin, Rossnoula and Shrove. This means with 14 in total, Donegal has the joint highest number of blue flags in the country along with Kerry. Meanwhile, Donegal now has 5 Green Coast flags, with Port Arthur awarded for the first time since 2018, due in part to improved water quality over the past few years. The 4 beaches to retain their Green Coast flags are Ballyhernan, Dewey, Drumnatinny and Maharorty.
There's disappointment, however, as Lisfannan Beach near Buncrana has missed out on a blue flag once again. The beach lost its blue flag status in 2017 due to serious issues with sewage effluent. Councillor Fiona Bradley has renewed calls for works to be carried out to bring wastewater infrastructure up to modern standards. He says it's scandalous that no progress has been made to develop plans to resolve the issue.
Unfortunately, Michaela, Lisfannan last held its blue flag, I believe, back in 2017, and then following water testing, which is done as part of the blue flag status, the beach has never managed to regain it since. And it's not just the loss of the flag itself, it's the loss of everything that comes with it, the access to a lifeguard and public toilets during the summer bathing season, etc. That's also gone to Lisfannan again this year.
And representations have been made to improve the water there, but has there been any progress at all on that?
No, unfortunately there hasn't. My immediate predecessor, Councillor Rena Donaghy, had raised this issue first with Iscairn at several meetings, and they had given a commitment that when they were bringing the main sewer from the village of Fawn down into Buncrana, that they would also take the houses there in Lisfannan as well, because that's really where the problem is emanating from. And myself and the other councillors and NSHO and MD met with Iscairn back in September of last year, and I again raised this issue with them, expecting to be given a timeline for when this work might take place. And I was very surprised when they reneged on the commitment and said no, that they had no plans to include the houses in Lisfannan as part of that work, which is just really scandalous.
Investigations are continuing after a man was seriously assaulted in the early hours of this morning in Strabane. The alleged victim was set upon along the water wall on Main Street at around 2 a.m. He suffered serious facial injuries after being assaulted, kicked and punched in the head. 2 men aged 19 and 36 have been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm with intent. They both remain in custody at this time. Police are appealing to witnesses or anyone with footage to come forward. A new trial date has been set for former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor Donaldson on charges relating to alleged historical sex offences. The case was mentioned today at Newry Crown Court. They both deny the charges. James Gould has more.
Judge Paul Ramsay set the trial date of November the 3rd after being told that Eleanor Donaldson is continuing to receive medical treatment. That medical issue was the reason the trial was delayed from March. Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 18 alleged offences. His wife is facing charges of aiding and abetting, which she denies.
As the good weather continues, people in Donegal are being urged to conserve water. Milford, Kerrykeel and Remelton remained under a hosepipe ban, while Letterkenny, Buncrana, the Twin Towns, Carrigart and Downings have been identified as areas under pressure. Below average rainfall levels since last September has compounded the strain on reservoirs. Ishka Erns, Water Network Operations Manager for Donegal, Damien O'Sullivan, says there is a risk of a drought.
The double-edged sword, we are seeing our lakes reduce and fall. And we are seeing demand increase. So we are appealing to customers and communities to do whatever they can. On our side, what we've been doing is implementing measures such as find and fix. We're targeting specific areas such as the Milford, Kerrykeel, Remelton areas. We've also targeted Letterkenny areas, Buncrana, the Twin Towns, and those areas there. So we're actively finding and fixing leaks in those areas. The communities will notice our crews being very busy finding and fixing leaks. We're also reducing, we're also implementing nighttime restrictions there in certain areas. So what we've been doing is cutting back the water at nighttime between maybe the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. So the customers really remain unaffected, but that's saving our water at our lakes and safeguarding the water into the summertime.
And I suppose just finally, Damien, what would the reality be if people ignored this call?
Well, look, we have over 40 drinking water supplies in Donegal, so which we monitor closely. Of these, I suppose at the moment we've identified four which are at risk of drought. So the Met Éireann forecast, you know, for May is very dry. So that's why we're appealing to the public to conserve water in those areas at the moment. You know, I suppose if further measures or restrictions need to be implemented to help manage the water supply, our local communities will be updated.
Well, it's been confirmed this afternoon that water conservation restrictions will be in place in parts of East Donegal over the coming days. Property owners in Donegal, Halftown, Skelpy, Drumdoyd, Calhoun, Castlefin and surrounding areas are advised of possible supply disruptions. Restrictions will be in place nightly from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. beginning tonight and lasting until May the 27th. The Office of Public Works can't have a black check to deliver projects, according to a Fine Gael TD. An external audit this week found no value for money examination was carried out on the Leinster House bike shed project. It also found the OPW never told the Oireachtas the estimated cost of the build. TD Emer Curry says the €336,000 price tag shouldn't have been allowed.
The OPW can't operate on the basis of a blank cheque when it comes to things like bike sheds or security huts or anything else. We do have plenty of examples of projects running to budget and on time in our own constituency as well.
A status orange fire danger notice remains in place in Donegal. Donegal County Council is urging landowners and members of the public to take all necessary precautions to prevent wildfires. The warning remains in place until Monday, May the 19th. Homeowners and building owners in areas prone to wildfires are urged to clear or trim any vegetation immediately surrounding their properties and oil tanks. The council is reminding people that it is illegal to burn uncultivated vegetation between March and August and that the burning of agricultural and other waste is illegal. Dauphamon Village is set to reopen next week following a devastating fire earlier this month. Two-thirds of the iconic tourist attraction were destroyed by the blaze. Visitors will be welcomed back from Wednesday onwards with guided tours running daily. Over €106,000 has been raised to date through a GoFundMe page. Dauphamon Village owner Pat Doherty says parts of the attraction which were damaged by the fire will not be opened for some time.
The visitor centre is in two sections. And one of the sections is the 1900s, where we lived ourselves up until 1984. So that tells the story of how we lived, how the people of Inishowen lived, and how they farmed, how they fished, how they caught rabbits, things like that there, and what they would have eaten. And then it tells about the poitrine and the Irish wake And part of it tells about the start of the famine and Christianity in Ireland, you know, from the start. So then the second section, which is away from that, is the part is all burned. And you had to go through a tunnel to get from one area to another. And that's the second part is the part is burned. So that'll not be there for a while. So that's like the Orange Hall, the evictions, the safe house, the travelling community.
Midlands Northwest MEP Kieran Mullooly says the European Commission's decision to streamline the inspection process under the Common Agricultural Policy payments is significant and addresses many of the concerns that farmers had been expressing about the process. In particular, he says farmers whose total cap payment is €2,500 or less will now be exempt from inspections entirely, and that's a particularly welcome development. On the future of cap, Mr. Mullooly says he doesn't believe the policy is in jeopardy, but he believes there will be significant changes, including more of an emphasis on active farming.
I've read, like everybody else, the concerns expressed by people about the future of CAP, but when you speak to the commissioner responsible for CAP, Christoph Hansen, I'm pretty sure we are going to see a CAP package coming in 2 years' time. I get a sense, based on our conversations, that he is going to change it, and you're going to see a CAP on CAP. That will mean that in the future he's going to go after farmers who are not active farmers, and he's going to penalise them. So it will mean that in Donegal or elsewhere in the country where you have a farmer with, say, 2,000 or 3,000 hectares of land, they're not going to get the full CAP payment like they have in the past. I get the sense that Hansen is going to cap the cap. It could be as low as 200 hectares, and after that your payment will simply go down. So I don't think it's a question of doing away with it. At least that's what I believe, having spoken to the commissioner. I think he's going to adjust it and make sure that he's dealing with active farmers.
So there could be some thorny discussions ahead?
We're going to see the first shade of this in the next couple of months, and they're definitely going to be aroused. But Hansen comes to us with a reputation as being a small farmer himself. He says he wants to see new farmers coming on, young farmers coming in, generational change, and he says he's going to reward landowners who are handing over farms within this cap payment. And again, that's good news for farmers in Donegal and the Northwest. The negotiations are going to be tough, but I believe he'll win the battle, at least on this occasion, and we won't see any significant change to cap.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest O'Neill's official Donegal GA range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with golf. Play is well underway on day two of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. Tom McKibben is already out in course for his second round. He's 5 shots off the lead on 2 under. Venezuela's Jonathan Vega still leads the way on 7 under. Patrick Harrington is out at 25 past 5 from 2 over, while Seamus Power resumes from 1 over 15 minutes later. Shane Lowry is 2 over ahead of his tee time shortly after 6, and Rory McIlroy will begin from 3 over at 6:45. Moving on to soccer, Derry City are aiming to make it 4 league wins on the bounce as they travel to face Drogheda United at Sullivan and Lamb Park this evening. The Candy Stripes have had some impressive wins in recent outings, defeating champions Shelburne, St Patrick's Athletic and Cork City to move level on points with Shamrock Rovers at the summit of the Premier Division. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch is keen to continue the good form of late, but doesn't want his team to take their foot off at the pedal in coming weeks.
You're only as good as your next game. We did have a good week, and I was delighted with the players and the effort and everybody involved, but that's done now. It's over, and it's what we do next. It's now the next 6 games we have to worry about, and the players look like they're in a decent place. They're working extremely hard, as they've done the whole time. Hopefully they can now gain a little bit of confidence from the last number of performances, but it's so early in the season, so we're under no illusions of how difficult what lies ahead for us is.
In the lead-up to tonight's match, Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty has signed a new contract to keep him at the club until the end of the 2027 season. In the other Premier Division games, there's a big North Dublin derby as champions Shelburne make the short trip to Dillyman Park to face Bohemians. There's a Connacht derby between Galway and Sligo Rovers at Eamon Dacey Park. St Pat's are the visitors to Turner's Cross to face Cork City. And Shamrock Rovers, who enter this evening's games top on goal difference, travel south to take on Waterford. There's also action in the First Division this evening. The top two meet as Cove host Tabletoppers Dundalk at St Coleman's Park. Third place Bray Wanderers are at home to Athlone Town. Kerry play Wexford, and UCD are in Limerick to play Treaty. Finn Harps don't play until tomorrow when Kevin McHugh's side go to the Midlands to face Longford Town. We'll have live updates from tomorrow evening's game at Bishopsgate with Denise O'Flaherty from kickoff at 7:30.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery admits everyone at the club is desperate to secure Champions League qualification again. A win at home against Europa League finalist Tottenham tonight would take them into the Premier League's top five. Emery believes victories in their final two games of the season should be enough to secure them a place in Europe's top competition.
We are so motivated, we are fresh, we are in our good moment, the players as well, they are training very well. We have now some injuries, but we have another players with the opportunity to try to show as well their capacity to help us.
Kickoff in Birmingham is at 7:30. Meanwhile, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he and his players are aware of what's on the line as they seek to finish in the Premier League's top five. They host Manchester United later, knowing they will probably need to win both of their final two league matches of the season to guarantee Champions League qualification. Maresca says collectively they're ready to deal with the pressure.
We said since day one that we have the duty to bring this club where this club has to be. That is top four, top five this season, Champions League. And the players, they are aware. The coaching staff, we are aware. The club is aware. And hopefully we can finish the season there.
That game kicks off at 8:15. And in a Scottish Premiership playoff semi-final, Livingston meet Partick Thistle at 7:45. In motorsport, Ott Tanak leads the field on day one of the Rally de Portugal. The Estonian is out in front driving his Hyundai i20. In second place is Takamoto Katsuka, and he is alongside co-driver Aaron Johnson, who hails from Oma. The pair are 3.5 seconds off the pace in their Yaris Rally 1, with Sebastian Ogier making up the rest of the top three so far. Derry's Josh McElhane is also in action in Portugal. He is in 9th spot overall heading into the final couple of stages this evening. And Eamon Kelly is competing in the junior section. The Frost's native had been sitting in 2nd position earlier, but has dropped down to 4th in that category due to a puncture on stage 6. In Gaelic games, there's one game in the Donegal All-County Football Leagues this evening. Robert Emmets face Pettigo in Division 3 at 7:45. And in the Donegal Senior Hurling League, St Union's play Burt at 8, while Buncrana play Inishowen neighbours Carindonagh at 8:30. The second of the All-Ireland Under-20 football semi-finals takes place tonight. Pearse Park in Longford is the venue for Mayo's meeting with Louth. The throw-in there is at 7 o'clock, with Tyrone awaiting the winners in the decider after they defeated Kerry last week. In rugby, Munster will look to cement their place in the top 8 in the URC tonight. They start the night in 8th place ahead of their final round match against Benetton in Cork. Kickoff is at 8 at Virgin Media Park. And elsewhere this evening, Ulster make the trip to Edinburgh for a 7:35 start. That is all your sports news for today. You can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Highland Saturday Sport from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. For weather night, sunny with just light easterly and variable breezes this evening, and lowest temperatures tonight of 4 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening: Donegal has the joint highest number of blue flag beaches in the country. The county has been awarded 14 blue flags this year by Antashka. There's disappointment, however, as Lisfannan Beach outside Buncrana has missed out on a blue flag once again. The beach lost its blue flag status in 2017 due to serious issues with sewage effluent. Investigations are continuing after a man was seriously assaulted in the early hours of this morning in Strabane. The alleged victim was set upon along the water wall on Main Street at around 2 a.m. And a status orange fire danger notice remains in place in Donegal. Donegal County Council is urging landowners and members of the public to take all necessary precautions to prevent wildfires. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is New York with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa Colm Ferter and Sheldon the Prieve Skelty. Bronu and Gradam Gaelvrata Scholar of Pobleskull na Rossan and Charton Shaw. Ta Kosta Gneva eg Pobleskull na Rossan, a ta Rakdal Emakti Ernos Kjol, Dowsa, Chonald Gaeliga, August Comortus Filiacta, Conan Gaeliga, a Hor Conkent's Skull, Escame the Kodz Gael Lin e Gaelvrata, a Valen Poesti Bonskull, Gusman Skuller, a Drone Gaeliga. Three usage na changa, tivam weid in shomer ranga. Tis she ek chart le blian jega nuas a harter in cheer elig o karutus lesh and skem. Brano kid sa troha brata im liana, da skalta ha darna level. August jiri le pobl skol na ras, and gradam tu smila na hebra a wanchama, mar ahantas tan kosh te ur as far as cheer. Tarang on the Gilliga Arachtal, a Gilskull Aunan Letcherkennen, a Mara, Marhudsden Ila and Fockle Bio, the Hudge Lena Letcherkennen, at Arachtal Fuilahar. Tajian Kursa, Jiriha Folamori, the Gah Level, Igesht Lish and Kursa, August Big Cardlana, Le Clehichanga, August Amakti Ella. Three egg and three level on Ijerajaiha Club, August three Hena Club Tronona, and ye am loan by Cardlana, Scaliacta, Legarajin Bratla, August Dosa, and Chandos, Lafranca, August Eileen Maxivnia. Tasha Elig a Ractal, a Glean Relecha Kennan, August Tellu, Olus, Air and Sieve. Erin Lara Kerna and Gelskull Aunan, Ijerahenagus a Shea Clug, a Henagus a Carla Clug, by La Chile or Shul Foster, the Cardiac Scalia Clay, August Emukti Ella. It's a fella, August Scrivenor, Umracha Cahalo, Sharky, Avesmar, E Specialta, Egan Club Lore and Ear Hushkirch, Ternona Jamarch and Fihu de Lad and me, Baltanya, August Jenner Play, Erin Lore, and Sajur, the Hodge Cahalo, Sharky, Egg, and Chunnel Shin. August Marbuk, Funchin the Fela, Benol O'Gallagher, Elahar, Jehinia, and Triola, as feed and me, Baltanya, con Leru Parsanta, a Horch, Erheel, August Seher, Padraig McPirish. Shin the Hemmock, the Eligulier, Ata Arachtal, Egg and Ela and Fela Bio the Hudgelina Letcher Kennan. Kahur Tuslish and Ela Kyol, Agus Coulters, Lehenish Anada and Art, Egishakta Clug, La Kyokurum, Agus Kelly Moore, Eg on the Tryon Laha, Takardlan a Kyol, Agus Dosa, Le Diane Ni Cannon, Agus Ruri O'Friel, a Mask, Nachagaskori, Agus Ta Skaholus, Erfoil, and a Man Hoshilta. Shumma Hodge Eligulier, Slan Agus Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 16th of May. The death has taken place of Margaret Ellen Pearl Sinclair, née McGee, late of Woodmount Manor Nursing Home, Strabane, and formerly of Sean Road, Sion Mills. The house is private, please. Family and close friends are welcome at her daughter's residence, 35 Carrigullion Road, Strabane. Service of thanksgiving for the life of Pearl will be held in the Church of the Good Shepherd, Sion Mills, on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by committal in Ardstraw Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Parish of Erne, care of Robert Armstrong and Son, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Sadie McFadden, née Mahon, Glasha, Gwydor, originally of Dunmore, Galway. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, tomorrow and Sunday from 3pm to 8pm, with Rosary Nightly at 8. The family home is strictly private, please. Funeral Mass in St Columbkill Church, Knockfulla, on Monday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Charlie McMonagall, Lech Letterkenny. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Requiem Mass on Sunday in St Eunan's Cathedral at 12 noon, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Marion Muldowney, 52 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Marion's remains are reposing at her late residence. A service to celebrate Marion's life will be held at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by a private cremation. The wake and service are private to immediate family only, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Dan McTaig, Gortnamona, Glencar Road, Letterkenny. Reposing at his late residence until Rosary at 9 o'clock this evening. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to Highland Radio
sportsradio.com.